from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
12 seconds to go. Curry will walk it up off the screen. Curry at midcourt. They're going to trap him. Feeds over to Draymond. Draymond looks, finds Thompson with three, with two, with one. The jumper's up. Good! Point two to go! Klay Thompson with the bucket! Sacramento calls time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Klay Thompson. He scored his last bucket for the Golden State Warriors. That was Tim Roy on the call earlier this year, Klay's game winner against the Sacramento Kings. Klay Thompson is going to the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson, original Splash Brother, going to the Dallas Mavericks. He was here 13 years, played in 11 of them, four titles, and a certain Hall of Famer. He's played his last game with the Warriors. The Warriors have signed DeAnthony Melton. He played for Philly last year. They gave him a one-year, $12.8 million contract, which I'm going to assume is the full mid-level. He's a two-guard. And
played 38 games last year.
And the Warriors signed him to a one-year, $12.8 million deal. DeAnthony Melton started his career with Memphis and played the last couple years with Philly. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling, Warrior fans? Klay Thompson, Dallas Maverick. Sounds weird.
Yeah, it does. It's a sad day for me, man.
Yeah.
And Warrior fans.
Well, it's funny because, you know me. I'm not sentimental about these things, but I was just thinking, yeah, my daughter's home with me now. She's 22. And Klay was always her favorite player. Like when she was 10 years old, she loved Klay.
Yeah.
She just liked Klay more than, you know, Steph or Draymond. That was her guy. So I'm sure there are a lot of fans that have that kind of reaction.
He shot 36% last year, Stoney, from three.
He's athletic. Yeah. He is athletic.
26 years old.
Let's go to Chris in Dublin. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Just driving, going to grab some lunch real quick. So I know you guys are going through the callers real quick, so I wanted to talk about Klay from the perspective of the Warriors and him as a person, then real quick touch on him on the Mavericks if that's ultimately where he's going. You know, Steiny, I agree with you. I think it was very clear that he needed a change of scenery. You know, the Warriors tried to diminish his role. They tried to go have him go stand up, you know, stand in the corner, be a three-point spot-up shooter. What did Klay do? How did he react? He visibly sulked and visibly did not run up and down the floor with vigor. I mean, you could tell he was hurt over us trying to change his role in the middle of the year. So, you know, we appreciate the greatness. I'll never forget 37 points in a quarter, 60 points in 29 minutes. That, you know, I'm going to remember Klay with his greatness. I'm not going to choose to remember how it's been the last few years, but unfortunately, he's left a sour taste in a lot of fans' mouth. I mean, it's been 6 years since that first injury. 6 years. And this guy has simply refused to change the way he plays. So, yeah, I think, I mean, everyone talks about Draymond being a bad guy. I get it. But we're at the point now where we're talking about Klay Thompson, Mr. Laid Back, Mr. Boat Guy. We're talking about him being a cancer now and a potential toxic person to our locker room. Because he's looking around, he's got to get his, and then you've got all these other guys that are looking at him like, dude, you're the dude at 24-hour fitness now that we got to not pass the ball to. We got to tell you to stop shooting because you are so far out of touch with what's going on that we got to take it from you. So I kind of think it's addition by subtraction. We're taking the reins from Klay. We're giving it to the young guys. And we're going to say, you know what? We're not going to settle for mediocrity with Klay and do a swan song. We're going to try to make a play, and if mediocrity is the answer, that's what it is. Klay had to go. His time was done here. You're talking about a guy going to the Mavericks? Real quick, if you let me.
Yeah, if he's
going to the Mavericks, you're talking about Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, and now Klay Thompson being three of your main perimeter defenders? Good luck. Good luck. In touching back on what he did with us, there's no guarantee he's going to be able to go stand in the corner and hit some high, a high clip of three-point shots with Luke and Kyrie. Because guess what? He didn't do it when he had the opportunity with us. And he can't defend? Yeah, good luck in Dallas. Anyways, I'm out.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm out.
Well, Dallas wanted him.
Thanks,
and
Chris.
And Stoney, we talked about it. I think it's a fit. And everybody that they ran out there, speaking of the Mavs, Kleba, Tim Hardaway Jr. weren't known for their defense. I think this is a good fit for Klay. And to the caller's point, I hear him. That's how you feel. Doesn't mean you're right, but I think he's dismissing, Klay and his ability to get hot in his second half he had.
I don't think that it's fair to call him a cancer or toxic.
Because we could bring up another name if we wanted to do that.
Yeah, that to me is
that ain't fair.
Pretty harsh. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. What's going on, TC?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Steiny, Guru, what's going on?
Hey, talk to us.
Hey, man, listen, y'all know I'm tapping in. Hey, y'all know I'm a Kings fan down here, man. But listen, I got to tap in on the Klay. Listen, the Klay situation, y'all got a lot of, I'm not going to get into y'all boundary because y'all, that's warrior talk. But I'm hearing a lot of callers call in, just basically trying to poop on Klay. It was about that's why Malik Monk signed back with us, bro, because it's about the loyalty and about the love. Everybody Malik could have got more money. No, Malik came back because he loved it here, and the city loved him, and we wasn't trying to play with him. We came up to him up front, bro, this is what we got for you, and we want you back. I don't think the Warriors did that with Klay, man. Y'all gave Dre that money. Y'all was supposed to give Klay the money, and y'all was supposed to work it out how y'all supposed to work it out with that dude. I like him in Dallas. Dallas is kind of sneaky scary. They got the boy Najee Marshall, and now they got Klay sitting over there in the corner spotting up, shooting, dog. If he owned, Dallas can be kind of scary, bro. Let's not overlook Dallas. Look, check it out, man. It was about the loyalty with Klay. Klay, well, you see he signed for lesser money, but I'm not going to get into the Warriors talk, bro. All I feel like is it was the loyalty part behind that situation, dog.
And that's
and
what
that
hurts.
Was foul.
Yeah. Thanks for the
and
call.
That was foul.
Yeah. Stoney, that's what hurts, though. Because that's how I'm feeling, like he wasn't done right. But if you're to tell me De'Anthony Melton is your starting two guard, and I know he may not be on the team, some stuff still can happen. But if that's the swap, De'Anthony Melton for Klay, miss me with selling me on they've gotten better.
They might have.
Well,
I mean, we don't know that yet. And that's where I'm at. What would doing right by Klay look like?
Maybe give Dre 2 for $50, well, and Klay getting
this,
2 for $50.
This offseason.
Yeah.
I mean, you already did Draymond like you did him. What?
Maybe, again, I'm speaking on stuff I don't know didn't happen, but a phone call.
You know they had.
No, I'm talking about from Steph and Dre. Like, to allow him to just dip for what seems minimal, Steiny, is shocking. Because I prep myself for Orlando. They're going to throw big money at him. And now, to the caller's point, Steiny, the Warrior culture, I thought, would take care of their own, and I thought Clay, not turning, he wouldn't turn down $30 million, but to go do what he signed for, if this is the reports are accurate, Stoney, I'm shocked.
Isaac's in San Mateo. Hey, Isaac, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The first-time caller here.
All right.
So I want to say, you know, hi to Stoney and Goo. Anyway, today is, I mean, for us, you know, for my family and I, it's a sad day for, you know, we do like Klay Thompson here.
Of course.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, of course we like Klay Thompson, all you.
Yeah, it's just a sad day here that, we're very appreciative of his time here with the Warriors, you know, with him, you know, we won these four championships. You know, with him and obviously Curry and Draymond and Durant, but still, you know, we got to be appreciative. You know, he gave us
sure.
You know, all this time with us here, so it's a sad day. I mean, hopefully we do get some good assets in return, but you know, let's see what happens though. You know, did you guys hear of any? Other people that are coming in, hopefully through a sign and trade.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Isaac. Appreciate the call. If you're just joining us, Klay Thompson is signing with the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million. And the Warriors have acquired De'Anthony Melton for the $12.8 million mid-level exception. He played with Philly last year, Memphis before that. He's an athletic two, can play make a little bit. And the Warriors, that's their move so far this offseason. De'Anthony Melton.
Yeah,
De'Anthony Melton.
The third only Clay played more games than him last year. He only played 38.
He's not a part of the sign and trade.
Gotcha.
Which tells me that the Warriors didn't like anything to coming back from Dallas or a third party, and instead they lose Clay, and then they get the full mid-level to use, and they use it on De'Anthony Melton. 888-957-9570 is the number. Tom's in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Guru. Hey, Steiny. How you guys doing? Thanks for calling, taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, man, all this negativism's got to stop. You need to give Clay his flowers, man. What this guy did for us 13 years, man, gave us great entertainment, great effort, hard work, you know, four chips. There should be nobody calling him out and calling him these names. All I hope for Clay is the best in Dallas. I hope he has a great career. And everybody, we have to have a few adults in the room here. It's time to grow up. The other thing, Steiny and Guru, I got one question for you guys, man. I'm a little confused on this sign and trade. So if we do a sign and trade, do we get to negotiate the player coming back to us? Or
yes.
How does that work?
Yes, you would. You would be able to do that. The problem is the Warriors didn't like anything Dallas was offering, and so they ended up. I don't even know. I think Clay just signed with Dallas as a free agent. Well, was it part of a sign and trade?
It was part of a sign and trade.
But the Warriors got nothing back. Go ahead, Evan.
We don't know. That's why there was the original hangup. He's traded to the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million with the player option. The reason why Slater and everyone else had been hesitant to finalize everything is because the compensation has not yet been decided.
Okay. There you have it.
And this is the latest from Wojnarowski. Warriors and Mavericks still working through details of the sign and trade, which includes Hornets sending the Mavericks 2 second-round picks for Josh Green, sources tell ESPN. One of those picks could end up in Golden State. Thompson will land in Dallas on the 3-year deal.
Mm. You heard it here first. It's going to be Kleba.
You think so?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I do. He can shoot. Let's go to
Clay.
Anders in Oakland. Hey, Anders, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I just had this. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my thing is,
Joe Acob was so freaking smug for all those years about how we were light years ahead of everybody else. And there's Wiseman, there's Poole, we got nothing for CP3, we get nothing from Clay. What happened to being light years ahead?
Well, thanks, Anders. I mean, yeah, dynasties don't last forever. That's why they're dynasties. Yeah. I mean, listen, all the... You know, all the Joe Lacob people who dislike Joe Lacob are going to come out of the woodwork. You know that.
The other part of the D'Anthony Melton signing is when you use the mid-level exception, you hard cap yourself at the first apron. So they previously hard capped themselves at the second. They're now hard capped. They cannot exceed $178 million for their salary this season. Continues to move in the direction of shaving and saving money.
Yeah. Mm. We knew this day was there at some point. You know, I would say if you want to be safe, say, you know, the dynasty's not over. But the dynasty as we know it is.
Right. And you're coming off a year where you didn't even qualify for the playoffs and you lost your second best shooter, who was 39% from three, average 18 a game.
Man. Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim?
What's up, fellas? Hey, hey, Guru, help me out on this one, and I'm really being honest on this one, because I feel what you're saying about you think he might have not got done right, but, and both of y'all, like, help me here. Like, they paid him $86 million to rehab. Legit, real deal, $86 million. Like, the first injury, they knew that what they would get, a torn ACL, but then we lose him another year and a half after that. Never heard a whisper, never heard no complaints. $86 million for rehab, right? And then last year, like if he takes the 2 for $48, he's literally making more than Malik Monk, more than KCP. Like he's making more than these cats. And then he probably can get another year, like if he performs, right? But Clay Bear, he bet on himself, fellas. He bet on himself, and he kind of overshot himself. Mm. Like, so what is the Warriors supposed to do? Like, you bet on yourself, bro. Like, this dude has been mad and angry for the last 2 years, and none of us, we get on the radio and we all trying to figure out what is he mad about. Like, he never looked at it as a blessing to be able to play this sport again and just be out there. He has been angry, visibly angry, for 2 years. And like, guys, we gotta remember this. Clay was the guy who said, I ain't sacrificing S. Like, I don't think we realize what that means. It's not like he, I'm not calling him selfish, but guys, Clay feels himself. And if others don't feel him the way he feels himself, he looks at it like disrespect. I mean, guys, he bet on himself. And so, and the lasting taste he leaves in everybody's mouth is 0-10. So now are we supposed to be mad at the Warriors that they may say, you know what, man, you should have took the 2 for $48 because we don't got 2 for $48 for you no more, man. Like, who is he supposed to be? Like, Guru, honestly, do we think that they did something wrong by him? I mean, maybe, yeah, we gave Dre the 4 for $100, but, dude, we was going to give you 2 for $50. Take the 2 for $48, and then maybe you add another year on top of it where you get another 20 to 25 after that. I just don't understand what they did wrong to him. Guys, we all know Clay has been just an angry guy since he came back, and I don't know why he was so angry. He just was.
Well, we said him getting moved to the bench might have been it. How about that?
I get it. But he the one who came out and said, hey, Manu Ginobili went to the bench, why can't I? He said that, Clay. I mean, cool. Yeah. Like, does that mean he's done wrong because you got moved to the bench? Cause you should have took the 2 for $48, cool. Yeah. He bet on himself, man.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Nobody did it wrong. If there's any sour feelings with Clay leaving, it ain't from the Warriors or the Warriors fans. It's because the way he's going out, man. I don't get it.
Well, here's what I think.
Yeah, to share with us, because I'm wondering if that 2 for $48 was gone, Stoney. It sounds like
I'm sure it was.
Wow.
I don't think there's any doubt it was gone.
However, to put on a new jersey for show.
However, I still think there's
Talk to me.
This is just the way I would feel. And I'm not saying Clay's right. but I'm saying I could see how Clay feels. Draymond Green, he had an opt-out, and he used it. He didn't have to opt out, but okay, he did. And he got broken off. Klay Thompson, no chance you could ask Klay Thompson to take half of what Draymond Green is making. Like, I wouldn't have done it either.
Yeah. And I love your premise of, you're not saying it's right. You can understand. I built this, if not more, us three together, and I'm the one that gets half of the years that you gave the guy that, with all the transactions that I can firmly say ruined two seasons. But the fallout from this, Steiny, is we're waiting on that player, if it is, or a pick. But don't tell me D'Anthony Melton, who's way younger than Clay, only played 38 games last year. If you're going to go into a season with him as your replacement, no shade in Melton, but good God, that's not how I saw it playing out.
Again, I'm not saying Clay is right.
I hear you.
What I'm saying is I can absolutely see where he is coming from, especially last year when, again, Draymond opted out and they took care of him.
Mm.
And the offer that they presented to Clay was half of it, less than half of it. Because it was half as many years. All I'm saying is I can see how Clay saw the writing on the wall at that point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason. Jason's in Berkeley. What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, let's, like the other caller said, let's stop the negativity really on Clay. We don't know who was right or who was wrong. That's a discussion for another day, but people calling up talking about Clay's a cancer, miss me with that. This guy's a Bay Area legend. Yeah. This guy's a champion. This guy's given us amazing memories. This guy always held himself properly. He gave his all on the court. This guy is a legend. So let's not disrespect him and remember all the memories that he's given us. You know, nothing lasts forever.
Appreciate the call.
But fans are just dealing with the pain, Stoney, or the hurt of, like you said, the dynasty it'll never be the same. You know, the run with the big three are gone, and I just feel for Clay in the sense that I think how it all played out, the wrong guy got rewarded and the wrong guy is leaving. I can say that and stand on it.
Well, I mean, you could say, well,
he could have taken the 2 for 48, but you're right. It was about pride and ego.
Yeah. I mean, on the court, you could argue Draymond deserves more money, but at what point does off the court matter at all? There's no way that Klay Thompson looked at how Draymond Green conducted himself over the last 2 years and what he got and thought to himself, I deserve half as much as that.
Mm. I think they correctly read Klay Thompson's market. They incorrectly read Klay Thompson.
That's a four.
The person.
Yeah. And I'm going to just say this, Donnie, because I know you may scoff at it or for anybody out there, but 18 points a game, although we know he was streaky, 39% from three, that ain't 6 points a game and 22% from three. And this is my thing. Be careful what you wish for, because DeAndre Melton does not solve your three-point shooting issue, which I think you have one now because there is no Klay Thompson. And for the people saying Klay couldn't play D, you know, D'Anthony Melton is not exactly Kawhi Leonard in his prime.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, Klay Thompson is signing with the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson going to a team that was just in the NBA Finals. Might he get a fifth ring with Dallas? Signed for 3 years, $50 million. In a separate move, the Warriors have acquired D'Anthony Melton, shooting guard, can play make a little bit. He played with Philly last year. And they're paying him $12.8 million over 1 year, part of the mid-level exception. And we may be waiting on a name of another player the Warriors have acquired as part of the sign-and-trade with Klay Thompson. We'll see, and we'll pass that info on as soon as possible. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Thompson left side, driven by Booker, takes a really difficult shot falling out of bounds from a horrible angle, and it was a swish. My goodness. Klay Thompson.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You know what? I think it is a sad day.
Yep.
Klay Thompson is signing a contract with the Dallas Mavericks for 3 years, $50 million. 13 years with the Warriors. He played 11. Obviously, we know about the 2 years that he was rehabbing from injury. Four-time champion, and Klay Thompson is now headed to the Dallas Mavericks. The Warriors have acquired De'Anthony Melton in a separate deal. They signed him for $12.8 million. That's likely all of their mid-level exception. Yoki is the name. Super chatting. Moody or Waters replace Klay. Melton coming off the bench. Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Can I? I know we got.
Yeah,
calls.
No, 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 dude.
It's kind of hard. You mentioned a 13-year career. So many memories, Stoney. But is there one that just sticks out to you? Because before you answer, mine is Game 6 Klay. To me, that was the most incredible clutch display of shooting. From a guy with the chips, everything was against him. I don't think I can think of Klay Thompson and not think about Game 6 Klay in OKC.
That's certainly up there. I think the 60 points in 29 minutes off seven dribbles was unbelievable.
37 and a quarter against Zach.
Yeah, those three.
But those weren't the Stoney. This was you going home.
Yeah.
What about is him shooting free throws with a torn ACL?
And I just watched that. Yeah. How could I not say it, Evan? He came back out and shot. And then went down on defense for half a second, Stoney, to the Cousins foul. I'm mad and I'm shocked, Stoney. I just thought $30 million, it would be a money grab to the point to where it'd be like, you know what, we understand that. Go get it. But, Stoney, 16 to 17 per. Ah. But he's in a good spot.
We'll see. Luke in San Lorenzo. Hey, Luke, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Hey, Steinie and Guru. I'm feeling a little reminiscent. I think it, you know, unfortunately, while I think the deal makes sense, you know, I was in the building when Klay tore his ACL against the Raptors. And, you know, like you said, he comes back out, he shoots the free throws, and when you're in the building, you feel like he's going to retire a Warrior. And it just kind of hurts to see him leave. But on the flip side, like, it makes sense. Like, he wasn't a cancer in the locker room like you guys were, you know, just saying a few minutes ago that he wasn't. But he definitely wasn't good for the team.
Oh, I got you.
I think it helps that he's in a better situation. And that Melton signing, that's to replace CP3 off the bench. I still think there are moves coming up. I still think we can't judge the offseason until all the sign and trades are done, all the moves are done. You know, if the Warriors trade for Markkanen and Markkanen starting or someone else and Melton's off the bench playing defense instead of Chris Paul, I still think there's moves to be done. So while it does hurt to see Klay go, I think it makes sense.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate the call. I agree that they're not done.
Package Wiggins and something for Markkanen. Uh-huh. We've got a dream here now, man.
I don't know why Danny Ainge would give up anything significant for Andrew Wiggins. Not to mention, what is going on with Andrew Wiggins? Depending on what you read, he's either not playing on the Canadian national team because the Warriors said he can't, or it's mutually decided upon, but it feels like something's going on with Wiggins also. How about we go to Mystic? Mystic is in San Francisco. What's up, Mystic? How you doing?
I am sick as a dog. I'm sick as a dog. Because not only did my guy leave Splash Brothers, but I've been a Warrior fan since, you know, Sleepy Floyd, okay? So this is clearly the greatest time of my life in sports, period. So watch the Splash Brother leave like this, to go to the Mavericks to play with Luka and them, it makes me sick. And you know what? I feel bad for Clay in a way, because there's no way you're going to win. You're not going to win with those two bozos. They don't play championship basketball.
They don't? They got to the finals. They got to the finals.
But they can't win, because you need to move the ball, pass the ball, and play defense.
You might be
and those
right.
two losers can't do it.
Come on, man. Yeah. Mystic, they're not losers.
Yeah. They're actually better than our team right now, Mystic. Those are the facts.
I mean, they may never. First of all, Kyrie's got a title already. Secondly, Luka's 25. I mean,
but they've improved. They got a 38% three-point shooter, 39%. If I round up, Stoney, the Maverick, that will help them, and they could have used him. I'm happy for Clay. I just hate how it went down, and. He felt some type of way to get up out of here to take that deal. You could miss me with taxes when you look at, and I'm not saying, you know, he ain't counting his ducats that he's saving from the taxes. But, Stoney, let's put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO. Just everything you said just hit me minutes ago about Dre getting awarded and them coming in with half the years. He wanted to get up out of here because he felt disrespected.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The other thing is now looking at it now, I don't think there was any way Clay was going to leave on good terms. What would Clay leaving? I don't even think there's a scenario.
Orlando or our team, it's not the Warriors' fault, offering $30 million per. When we thought, cool, I remember halfway through the season or at the end, you're like, he might get 30.
That would make
me feel better to where, you know what, the Warriors' culture, everything is still copacetic. I'm just starting to, how can Dre and, what's the conversation, Steph, around losing your guy for much of nothing?
I don't know.
To bring in Melton, I know that's not who they got in this trade. That's still to be determined, but the Warriors don't feel like they've gotten better early on in free agency after not making the playoffs by losing Chris Paul and CP3 and adding Melton right now. And it's early still.
Let's go to Eddie. Eddie is in Oakley. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, man? What's going on? Hey, Eddie.
Hey, man, this is a sad day, man. I appreciate Clay for everything he's done. It was a great run. It's sad to see him go. But at the end of the day, man, I'm looking at the – I remember last playoff, he single-handedly shot us out of a playoff. The year before, he shot us out of a playoff along with Jordan Poole. I think it was time to go. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was a good run. I love the guy, but – what could you do?
Yeah, appreciate it, Eddie. Thanks a lot. Not the greatest connection, but we still gave you a shot.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to go to sleep on. Just be careful what we wish for. A lot of people are focused in that 0-for-10 against Sac in the play-in game and the Lakers series where everybody was awful, shooting from the outside. But the 82 games, the stretch that is the regular season, your boy shot 39% and averaged 18 points, So we'll see how that – I think that's going to be missed. And a guy on a good day, when he gets hot, can get hot with the best of them.
I think another thing that may be a gut punch for Warrior fans is that – is Clay saying Dallas is more of a contender than the Warriors? And is that a surprise?
Dallas went to the
NBA Finals, and the Warriors finished in 10th.
Is that kind of self-explanatory? I don't even need Clay's answer to that.
I mean, the idea that Clay Thompson – being in a Dallas uniform is going to be sad and hard way to watch. Talk to me if he wins a fifth ring. What if Clay gets a fifth ring out of this?
Yeah. And I'm already imagining his return. Forget Durant. He left. Well, Clay did too. But, I feel like, Clay is mad at the organization. He has his memories, but he's mad how he was dealt with.
Alex is in Oakland. Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? What are you thinking?
I'm all right, man. So what I'm thinking is, first of all, to Clay Thompson, thanks for the memories. Second of all, I want to say is, heroes eventually die, and I'm quoting, Clay did a great job for the Warriors. Unfortunately, he got hurt. That's part of the game. But remember, when he got hurt, they gave him a really big contract when he got hurt. So he got his Draymond Green contract on the front side after he was already injured, and they still signed it. So now Clay is going to be forever in Bay Area history, a remember when. Remember when Clay went for 60? Remember when Clay hit for 37? Remember when Clay was in game 6?
Yeah.
He's everything, just remember the good times, because sports, sometimes you don't know how the ending is going to be.
No
thank
doubt.
You, Clay.
Thanks, Alex.
You.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Well, that's it, Stoney. Right now, just appreciation and thanks.
Klay Thompson headed to the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. One half of the Splash Brothers now gone.
When do we hear anything from the Warriors brass, you think, or we don't?
It's a good question. It's a real good question.
I'd like to hear something.
I'm not exactly sure. And the one thing that is hitting me is I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors roster, and I'm looking at all the players on their team, and nobody has a longer tenure in front of them than Draymond Green. He's still going to be paid for the next 3 years, and no other Warrior player is guaranteed past two.
So
right now, Draymond Green has longer on his contract than any other Warrior player.
Can I need you to psychoanalyze your partner. 6-year relationship we have. My bestie, you are. Stoney, that bothers me. And I'm not a hater. You know I'm not. Why does that, is that fair that that bothers me?
No, I'm sure it bothers other Warrior fans too.
And I think it bothered Klay Thompson.
It might have. It might have. I don't
know.
Like,
how is that the scenario? And miss me with Draymond's defense. I just dialed up the all NBA teams. Now, those days are done. He didn't even make the first, second team. So the people saying he's still playing defense like he was in 18, miss me.
Well, he didn't qualify. Same thing, but because he didn't play enough games. I know, I'm just saying, just clarification sensation.
Hey, but I did omit that.
Oh, boy.
This is a sad day, man. It really is.
Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, gentlemen. I know it's a sad day, but how are you guys doing?
Hanging in there, yeah. Mike.
Yeah. No, same way. Look, I've seen this, and, you know, when I was calling in, I was like, there's so many different angles to this. And, look, you know, the biggest one, and I know that one person said it, it's a business. It's a business. And one of the people I feel the most sorry for right now is Steph Curry. You know, he's losing half of his Splash Brother team and everything. But now, out of anything, I worry about the Warriors. And I know, again, guys, you said it, there's still a lot more to do. But, you know, we lost out on the PG-13. I was even looking at Markkanen. I can't if I pronounce his name right.
Yeah, Markkanen.
At the same time, yeah. And so, you know, we're losing out on a lot. CP3 is gone now, too. So what do we do next? At the same time, you know what? All the hearts and, you know, props to Clay with everything he's done. But also, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him get what he's due. And you know what? He is going to a championship contender. So whoever said that you know, he's going to a loser team,
yeah. Man,
come on, bro.
Yeah, that was
messy. Yeah, come on. Let's be real. But at the same time, you know, in the way I also see it where the Warriors also did do this to themselves. Look, Draymond, he got his contract. But at the same time, we were putting Clay on the back burner. So do you really see us being in the bad for, like, looking for the franchise to look for a better option at that point? And all respect to Clay on that, you know, all I can say is, I just don't know where we're going to be at this point, and it's a little scary because right now,
wow,
Steph is going into his final years, and what are we going to do as an option, even as a secondary?
Good call.
That's a great call.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Steiny, can I, before you respond, I'd just like to throw, because mentally this is what I'm doing, trying to, you know, get through this show here. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at my pain. Is it fair for me to say, Evan, please chime in. Do you think Bob Myers would have had a better chance to get a deal done with Klay Thompson? Or would, I'll just throw that out there.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I, again, it may not matter. I don't know. Listen, there's Joe Lacob. There's Kirk Lacob. There's Mike Dunleavy. I don't know whose decision it was to extend, or, you know, to give Draymond 4 years last year. I got, you know, it's going to go on Dunleavy's ledger. There's no doubt about it, but it might have been Joe Lacob. It might have been. I don't know.
Maybe Bob Myers isn't here because he didn't want to have to make either of those last two choices.
Wow, man. Or maybe he was indicating the way he wanted to go, way or the other.
Man.
They weren't on board with
y'all
it.
Y'all preaching.
Let's go to Murillo is in Petaluma.
Oh, guy.
What's up, Murillo?
I am sick of these fans, these sentimental fans. It's a sad day. Look outside of the window. Where do you live? Are you working in a coal mine? Come on, guys.
It's a Murillo.
Beautiful day. And look,
I thought Murillo, you had a hard buddy. I'm shocked.
life has its transitions. This is nothing but a transition. Hey, Clay, arrivederci. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But here's the thing, and I'm going to preface my point with, I'm not coming here to defend Draymond Green, but you guys are mixing things up here. They gave Draymond Green 25. He could have gotten more elsewhere. Draymond Green got less in his previous two negotiations with the Warriors. Klay Thompson sat for 2 years and got almost $100 million. They offered him more than they could get right now. So we're much aware of mental health right now, guys. And I think mentally, Klay Thompson has not been here for the past year. Now, is it a detriment to him? No, maybe he needs new air. He needs something else. We shouldn't be holding the organization hostage of this situation. I don't think they did what they could do. They offered him $24 million a year at a 34-year-old with two huge injuries. I don't think this is disrespectful. Now, he might have his feelings hurt or whatever, it's his right, but I think fans are exaggerating and putting the blame and comparing to Draymond. And Steiny, to your point, Draymond's contract would match his contract because Draymond is an option in the end. And by the way, you can trade the $25 million Draymond Green as well. I don't think we're, you know, a hostage of Draymond. I think we're taking this too serious. I'm not sad. I'm grateful, and I look forward to Pajemski, and I look forward to the future. And by the way, it's 4th of July. Remember, the British blew a 13-colony lead. Let's celebrate.
And Murillo, I'm going to give you. You know what, Murillo? Oh, you're one of my favorites.
I didn't know he was heartless
that. You're off base.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just off base.
He cutthroat.
It is a sad day. I'm the most cynical person on planet Earth. The guy was here for 13 years. He won four titles. It's sports. It's sports sad. We get that. But, yeah, Clayton, no number 11 anymore.
And let me tell you why
I'm the Warriors.
Real quick, Snotty, let me tell you why. I tell you I'm the sports romantic anytime I can. I like watching movies and the biopics of the Beatles and the Temptations. What I'm learning about this Warrior culture, again, who did not suspend Draymond when he hit a teammate in Jordan Poole, he got rewarded. What I don't like about this is I think we are about to embark on getting nuggets in fallout from what we thought was a great family and everything was good in the hood to where we're going to find out if that ever comes to, you know, if it ever gets out, what just went on behind the scenes? Because I'm sure Klay has his own story to tell.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dana in Syracuse,
New York.
Hey, Stani and Guru.
Hey,
long
Dana.
Time, first time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I was thinking over last year when Coach Kerr was mentioning how Klay was going to transition. He was going to try to emulate the Manu Ginobili route where he was going to become a sixth man and stuff. The Warriors basically bent over backwards the last two seasons to – placate Clay. Remember after 22 when he didn't want to work out during the summer, so they kind of, during the 23 season, they kind of let him work himself into shape, and every time they'd always try to make Clay Thompson, you know, get going. They'd always make sure that he would get as many shots as he wanted, whenever he wanted. And it just kind of seems like, you know, maybe they were expecting him to appreciate that, but I guess that he didn't, obviously. And, you know, it's all right him going to Dallas. It's going to be kind of fun watching them try to play defense with Luka, Kyrie, and Clay all on the court together. I don't know how they're going to stop Boston or Denver or anybody, basically. But it's going to be a fun time to watch him come back to Oracle and see him play against Steph and Draymond. I think that's going to be very emotional for everybody. I just hope that the fans give him some, you know, respect when he first comes, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Oh, he'll get that. Appreciate it. Oh, he'll get more. It might be tears. This ain't Kevin Durant coming back. This is Klay Thompson.
Oh, Durant got a big ovation.
Yeah. And imagine Klay, homegrown. Yeah. Steiny Young Buck at 11 on the YouTube chat. Guru up there lying.
Okay. That's just one guy.
No, I'm sad.
On the town attacks.
I appreciate you. I'm sad, man. I wanted him back.
So a minor piece of Klay news. This is reportedly from Anthony Irwin of Lakers Daily. The Lakers offered 4 years to Klay Thompson. Chose Dallas.
Wow.
For $80 million.
Klay,
damn, Klay,
Klay wants another ring.
What the fuck? For all the people
saying, that's what
I'm
saying.
He's worried about defense in Dallas. Damn. Bypass playing at home in front of Pops with Bron and AD?
Must not think they're contenders.
Man, boy, that my little theme takes a little hit.
Well, I could see Klay, even though it seems unrealistic, I could see Klay thinking, I'll play 2 years, have two great years, and go to free agency again.
Well, it also means he's not just it. Like, everyone's making it out to be like he's spiteful towards the Warriors, and that's why he took less money elsewhere. That's clearly not the case.
Yeah. It's a good point. It's a good point. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. Number one, Warrior fans, calm down. Calm down. I'm going to say this about Klay Thompson. He picked a great spot. This is a smart man. Jason Kidd, he's a great man. He'll put his hand on your back. Great spot for Klay Thompson. My question to Steiny is this. Do you think that because he's in a better team, that'll affect his performance in a positive way? What do you think, Steiny? Thank you.
Well, I think he's probably very excited about playing with those guys. I think he's excited about having a better chance to win a ring. I don't know what his role's going to be. I don't know any of that stuff. I know he's not a great defensive player anymore, and you know, that's a team that could stand a little upgrade defensively, but
man, he turned out $80 million to go home.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Damn.
It's pretty amazing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson is going to Dallas. He's going to play for the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. He was with the Warriors 13 years. He obviously played in 11 of those years, won four titles, and he has played his last game for the Golden State Warriors. In a separate move, the Warriors have acquired D'Anthony Melton. He played for the Sixers last year. He's kind of a 1-2, 2-1. Not a 1-2-2. He's kind of a 1-2-2-1 combo.
When he plays.
Started his career in Memphis. The Warriors have signed D'Anthony Melton to a contract using their mid-level.
I'm going to run this by you real quick. Okay. So I'm hearing a lot of people say what Klay can't do and, you know, why they're happy he's gone. Why do you think Dallas did it? Because I have an answer. Why do you think Dallas coveted one Klay Thompson?
Because they think it can help.
No doubt about it, man. And when you shoot 39% from deep and you got two dudes that could take it to the hole and kick out, and if you get beat and you got Gafford and what's my other guy's name? Lively to help you out. I mean, man. But 4 for 80 in L.A., that's shocking to me. That's home in front of Pops.
Just goes to show you.
Pops got to be upset a little bit.
I mean,
he was on Twitter yesterday clamoring for it, and Lakers handied up.
I mean, how do you look at Klay? Do you look at him as, is he ring chasing? Or is he going to a place where he thinks he can win another ring and really contribute?
The latter. I think
exactly. That's what I think, too.
I think Clay values basketball, and he wants to win. And for other reasons outside of it, didn't feel like the Warriors were the best spot.
Let me ask you two this real quick. Do you think he didn't go to L.A. because he felt like Warrior fans would be more upset if he went and joined LeBron?
No chance.
Please. Go.
It's just a thought.
Please.
Just a thought.
Come on.
I'll try and find his response to the fans after they booed the Warriors on the other side.
All right, that segment, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.